Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 12th of May, 2008. Today's topic is Pretty in Blue. I was pretty blue a couple of weeks ago when my trusty laptop gave out on me, leaving me without equipment at a very bad time, just as I'm getting ready to teach my first seminar for Management Circle. So I've decided to invest in a MacBook. I'm so happy I feel like the headless wonder. I hope I can figure everything out quickly. My dad had the first Macintosh, and he would be so pleased. Another thing I could definitely use is something to wear. I'm broke. But I could afford this sweet blue thing, billed by the New York Times as the world's cheapest dress, and priced at $8.98. Wait a minute. The price is only $8.98. The dress was designed by Sarah Jessica Parker of Sex and the City for Steve and Barry's, an American chain store that sells absurdly inexpensive clothes, even cheaper than H&M. Their cheap celebrity chic range is all the rage, and it matches the downward economic cycle. But looking at the price tag, the first thing I think is slave labor. Sweatshops. A poor woman in Bangladesh is breaking her back so we can look pretty in blue. No, Steve Shore and Barry Prever, childhood friends from Long Island, insist they monitor ethical practices among their subcontractors. They say the key to keeping their prices low is sheer mass, plus razor-slim profit margins and exceedingly low overheads. That includes not advertising at all and relying on word of mouth. To be great, you have to have these ridiculous, insane prices and not sacrifice quality, Mr. Shore says. I'm glad the Manolo Blahnik label thing is out, but I'd still like to know what those seamstresses are getting. When I was a little girl of 6, my mother opened up a dress shop on 7th Street, one of the nicest areas of Capitol Hill. It was very exciting to have such a chic mom. She had learned to use a sewing machine from my dad and had sewn clothes for herself and us children for years. She started off tailoring and added off-the-rack clothes that she would go to the showrooms in New York to buy. The shop was a great success. She was into quality, and so were her clients. After school, I used to go and sit on her sofa at Paralucci's, luxuriating in the feminine atmosphere of women indulging themselves in beautiful clothes. I still love toffees, which she kept in a little silver dish for her customers. My mother was a typical small businesswoman, thinking small in every way. Small loans, small investments, one step at a time, until she was able to buy the house her shop was located in. No small feat. On top of that, she paid my way through private school and college, and I am so grateful to her. But there came a day at Paralucci's, it was during the oil crisis of the 1970s, when my mother looked at the clothes and got fed up. The quality was going downhill, she complained, and the prices were going up. "You can't sell a decently made dress for under $100," I remember her saying. She was working really hard, and it was starting to wear her out. So she decided it was no longer worth it. Looking back on how she used to sew dresses for me, a labor of love which took many hours, from shopping for the fabric and the pattern, to making the first cut, to fitting and then finishing the garment, I realized that for me clothes have a culture. They're more than just a commodity. And frankly, when we lose the feeling for the hands that create them, we lose a part of our cultural identity. So quality is big for me. Sure, I want to and have to save money. Doesn't everyone? So I make compromises, get some things cheaply, and spend a lot on others. When it comes down to it, quality has its price. When my dad bought his Macintosh in 1984, it cost $2,500. Can you imagine? It's a lot more than mine, that's for sure. And if you look at what the new ones can do, it just blows you away. Anyway, Now that I've taken the plunge, I'm quite optimistic. Thanks for listening in this week, and I hope you come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.